Hey there, it's Todd Gale. Today on the Get Up and Go show is a special grad day. We want to wish all graduates of 2020 the very best in your future. It's been such a strange year to do any kind of education. You did it. You got through it. You studied. You did the online thing. And you made it. Congratulations to you. Here are some special greetings from principals, teachers, and students.
My name is Andrew Wilcox, and I am the grade 8 teacher at Timothy Christian School in Barrie. I want to start off by saying congratulations, grade 8 graduates. Wow, what a year it has been. Who knew what was in store when we started in September? We have lived through history and unprecedented times where we have been challenged to rely completely on God's strength and peace. Graduates of 2020, you have shown that you are resilient learners and have shown your preparedness for high school and how you have adapted to each challenge that has come your way. I pray that God would give you a spirit of boldness as you live passionately for Him wherever life leads you. You have dedicated yourself completely this year, and I'm so proud of each and every one of you. I can't wait to see what God has planned for each of your lives. You are valued by Him, and He knows each of you by name. Thrive in this world through the power of Christ and live authentically as the Holy Spirit guides you. We will miss all of you dearly. Again, congratulations on your amazing achievement.
Congratulations, graduates. My name is Alan Shank, and I am the principal at Unity Christian High School. I am excited to share a few thoughts with you as you celebrate the achievement of this graduation milestone. At Unity, one of the goals that we seek for our graduates is that they are flexible, adaptable, and resilient. This has certainly been the year to test that goal. This year has been unlike any other that you or I have experienced in education. You will be remembered as the graduates who experienced education through the COVID-19 pandemic. You have had to be flexible and adaptable. You went from doing school in a classroom, surrounded by your peers and classmates with a teacher directly in front of you, to doing education through virtual meetings and other electronic means. I know that this has not been easy for many of you, but you have adapted to this new normal and you have found ways to be successful. You have had to be resilient. Staying focused during this pandemic has probably not been easy. As the weather has turned nicer, the desire to do other things rather than school has probably increased significantly, but I hope that you have persevered. The adversity that you have faced this year has helped to shape the type of person you will become. You have had to make many choices without the direct guidance of your teachers. You have had to decide if you would connect with your teachers, complete assignments, and continue to strive for your best. I hope that you have been able to persevere and push through the challenges and struggles. It is through working through the difficult circumstances in our lives that we experience growth. Every challenge is a learning opportunity. You can either decide that you will push through or throw up your hands and say, "I can't do this." In every challenge that you face, that is the choice you have. But I want you to remember that you never have to make those choices alone. I hope that you have adults in your life that you can turn to for support and advice so that you don't have to make those difficult choices by yourself. Maybe that person is a parent, a pastor, a teacher, or a friend. Whoever it is, I hope that when you face a challenge that seems insurmountable, that you won't try to overcome it alone. As Christians, we have one more lifeline that we can go to when times are difficult and when we face huge obstacles, and that is God our Father. I'm reminded of Deuteronomy 31:6, which says, "Be strong and courageous, do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." What a promise and what a blessing to know that we have a God who will never leave us or forsake us. I hope that has been a source of comfort and strength for you as you have navigated distance learning over the last 3 months, because it has been for me. As you move on to the next phase of life, I hope that you will continue to be strong and courageous, particularly in your faith as you navigate the various challenges and obstacles that you will face in life. Having God on your side is a source of amazing strength and encouragement. I pray God's blessing on each of you graduates, and it is my hope that you will continue to grow in knowledge and faith, and that you will seek ways to use the gifts that God has given you. Congratulations, Class of 2020.
Dear parents and fellow graduates, Class of 2020, well, graduation is definitely not what we expected. Through this time of isolation, we've experienced a lot of loss. We have lost our graduation and our last days together, and it's been extremely hard. Now, we could be focusing on how all these drastic changes have impacted our lives negatively, but I want you to think with me for a minute of all the good that God has done through this time. Personally, my relationship with God has grown much stronger, and He's been able to teach me to believe in Him all the way. He's given me certainty in these times of uncertainty. I am certain that God has a plan and is in control, even when I don't see the big picture yet. I know that God is going to do what's best for me in my life, and I know that He wants to speak to you, too. The Bible says that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance builds character, and character produces hope. Through this time of suffering, God has definitely produced perseverance in me to get through it confidently. I think that God will use these bumps in the roads of our lives to get us to a place we could have never imagined. Hey Todd and Steve, thanks for having me on. My name's Aurora Woodland, and I'll be graduating from Eastview Secondary School this year. So yeah, my senior year looked entirely different from what I thought it would look like. I've been home alone, since my whole family works in essential areas, since the middle of March doing online school. What was supposed to be the best year of my high school career quickly turned into one of the hardest and most disappointing. My senior prom got canceled, which is something that every senior looks forward to. Not to mention that I had already bought a dress. My graduation has been turned into an online format, which means I'll never be able to walk across the stage and shake my principal's hand. And many other traditions my high school puts on every year for seniors has obviously been canceled. These are moments that myself and the graduating class of 2020 have always looked forward to. So seeing them all get canceled has been devastating. Not to mention that the online school format is extremely hard. I would say I'm a kid with a decent work ethic, but let me tell you, working up the discipline to even open my calculus textbook and get started was a challenge. But with all of that being said, and all the struggles that this year has brought, this last half of my senior year has taught me so much. It's taught me that God is truly always in control, and I can make plans and I can hope for things, but His plan will always stand, and whether I see it right now or not, His plan is always what's best for me. This season has also taught me to appreciate the little things. I've had time recently to take drives and go and see the sunset, or find new music, or read a book. I've been able to take a step back and appreciate what God has given me. It's strange to say, but I also think I've gotten closer with my friends during quarantine. From FaceTiming to Netflix parties to listing three great things that happened in each of our days every day, we've been able to be there for one another. I'm so grateful for my friends and my family who have been by my side through it all. The class of 2020 has faced extreme disappointment. It's been an emotional roller coaster for all of us. I miss my high school, I miss my friends, and I miss being in my chemistry class. But I truly believe that these challenges are teaching us to be resilient and strong enough to trust the plan that God has for our lives. And even in the disappointment, trust that His way is always better than ours.
Good morning, graduates. Well, actually, let's be realistic. Good morning, graduates family. In the past few months, we have had some of the biggest struggles as graduates. What other graduates can say they have a stunning supply of clean jeans, but are all out of clean sweatpants? What about the struggle to stay motivated? I can tell you I didn't do any work the day I woke up to find that my dad had eaten the chocolate I had perfectly hidden in the container that is never used so my mom wouldn't notice a missing container, yet my dad still ate it. Quarantine has definitely been a little unfair to us. Like how my older sister got to have the time of her life on her grad trip to Ottawa last year, and I get to hang out with my little brothers in our toilet paper fort. Or how my sister got to take pictures in the forest with her friends, and I get to Photoshop my friends and I while in sweatpants into a photo together. But hey, my friends and I are in Rome in my photo, and in my friend's photo, we're in Paris. Now I can tell you my sister definitely did not have a grad photo seemingly in Paris. You know what else nobody else had? A full semester of all classes being online. The word still gives me shivers. However, it surely isn't the worst school situation that we've been put in before. For example, during this time that we've done online school, even teachers have adjusted to our nocturnal schedule, except when we had Zoom calls during the day. But let's be honest, skipping class was easy. Change your name to reconnecting, mute yourself, turn off your camera, and enjoy binging Netflix while in class. Being a graduate in this rare time has had its ups and downs, but overall, I think we could all say we've had an experience of a lifetime, and I would never trade this year we've had for any other normal one.
Just to give a shout out to all the graduates, because I've been listening closely to the testimonies of these kids, grade eights and the whole bit, and I'm impressed with a couple of things. Number one, there's some good parenting happening, there's some good teaching happening, and number two, and number three, there's some good learning going on as well. And I'm really, really impressed with graduates as well. It hasn't been an easy year for anybody, and yet, you know what, we're celebrating them, we're honoring them. That's huge. So way to go, parents, way to go, teachers, way to go, graduates.